been around folks similar in geologic ages myself, who, after reviewing their litanies of medical maladies, assorted operations, and multiple ailments, inevitably land on the subject of cleaning out their closets and drawers, sheds and outbuildings, so the kids won't get stuck with the hellish project disposing of their decades of accumulation. The assumption in every case is that their offspring would no more want that accretion of antique junk than they'd hope their local thrift store would one day be theirs, lock, stock, and broken barrel. With my brother, I moved our folks' treasured possessions 3 or 4 times the last years of their life. The first move, we told them, after they'd become alarmed at our loads to the dump in Goodwill, if they wanted to downsize themselves, okay, but we'd be returning down to Georgia with the largest U-Haul truck we could rent, and what they wanted to keep, definitely not everything, would have to fit. All right, they said. When we returned, of course, nothing had been weeded out or thrown away. What are you going to do? Spank them and send them to bed without supper? We managed to find a second U-Haul truck and fill both, then drove them 1,500 miles to their new house that we filled with cheap furniture, rusty tools, broken appliances, and a lifetime of collected crap. The next few moves into the assisted living complex, we did the downsizing, as much as they would allow, or at least never witnessed. Whether it's a prolonged attachment or just too much work to get rid of stuff, I couldn't say. Our own junk pile, seldom downsized, would be a curse to our kids when we leave these mortal coils, goofy art, rotting kayaks, dead lawnmowers, useless tools, a veritable EPA Superfund site. Fortunately, we don't have kids. I suspect we'll just endow the property, the houses, the 20-plus sheds, and all our worldly possessions to jumpstart the South End Historical Society. No need to call the movers or the thrift stores. Just need volunteers to be docents once the visiting hours are established.